I want to describe to you the practical realities for people in Donegal. So we have a situation where two-thirds of the homeowners rely on home heating oil to heat their homes, and even more if you put in solid fuel. So they heavily rely on these two sources to heat their homes, obviously particularly in the winter time. And despite home heating oil increasing by 130%, leaving a huge impact on families in our county and indeed across the west of Ireland, not one single cent of help was provided by government. Instead, you increased the carbon tax in May even further. So nothing done to help those families. Then let's look at people who have to work and study in Donegal. The public transport system there is not fit for purpose, under-resourced for years, not designed to connect workers to their workplaces. So you have to have a car. If you want to work in Donegal, almost everybody has to have a car. If you want to study in Donegal, everybody has to have a car. Now, I have submitted parliamentary questions to your party leader, the Minister for the Environment, asking about the electric charger infrastructure in Donegal again and again. No urgency, nothing being done. So if you are a homeowner to heat your home, if you are a motorist who has to have a car filled with petrol or diesel to get by, you don't have alternatives in Donegal unless you're very wealthy. So what do you do with those people? You don't give them the carrot, you give them the stick every single time. You hit them with carbon tax again and again and again. You punish them for choices that they don't have. You punish them for choices that they don't have. That's why there is anger. And that's why the turf was just merely the straw that broke the camel's back. People had enough of indifference to their plight, indifference to the reality that they face every day. So if you want to know why there is this anger towards the leader of your party and the Minister for the Environment, that is why. Totally disconnected, totally out of touch with the reality of people's lives. But then you have the Just Transition Alliance telling you that you haven't put in place a Just Transition Commission. It's not in place. You have no dialogue with social partners. You have no dialogue with the unions that represent the workers. So you lecture people in rural Ireland about their responsibilities, but you never meet your own. You never meet your own. So that's why there's such anger in places like Donegal. And it's only going to grow more and more until you start to listen to them and stand by them rather than give them the stick every time.